Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. This morning we come to our message as is found in Zephaniah. And before we get to the heart of the story, I think there might be some things we might want to just share with you about Zephaniah, because Zephaniah is not an often read passage. And in fact, the passage, if you were reading it from the beginning, Zephaniah tells us that he's descended from Hezekiah, and most likely the king who ruled Judah. It also tells us that his ministry began in the reign of King Josiah, the great reformer. These are things that we might want to know, because Zephaniah was one of those 12 minor prophets who came along to speak to the people of God about the ways in which they should live as God's people in the time for which they lived. So let us begin our message. Zephaniah spoke at a time when he was addressing the people, and yet he is talking about a subject right now about joy. And I don't know if you remember this tune, but we sang this tune a lot with our kids when they were little. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. I'm not sure. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that the folks hearing Zephaniah's message in this time and period were not rejoicing. I'm pretty sure that Zephaniah, when he got to this part of the text, the people were doing a, what did you say? Where are you coming from? Why would they feel that way? Because the first two chapters that Zephaniah speaks are words of destruction. Are words of chastisement. They are words of telling them that they are not standing up to the moral call of God in their lives. For the first two chapters, he is telling them that a time will come when there will be destruction in the land. He's calling them out for their immorality and for their lack of moral behavior. So he spends two chapters telling them all of the things that are just not godly. They're not what they are called to be. And then he gets to the last part of chapter 3. And he says to them, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And I want to imagine that the people at that time were like, wait a minute, you just got done telling us these things that we are not doing correctly, that are not going well in the world. You just got done telling us about how things are not going to be pretty for us, and now you are asking us and saying to us to rejoice in the Lord always. How are we supposed to do that? How are we supposed to rejoice in the Lord? How are we supposed to rejoice in the Lord when you just got done telling us that we're not being obedient to God's ways and to God's will? Isn't that one of those things that we get punished for, we get chastised for? You just got done telling us that there's going to be disaster for, and there's going to be overthrow. And yet you are telling us to rejoice. To rejoice. In the midst of our sadness, in the midst of our of this future destruction, in the midst of trouble, you are asking us to rejoice. I want to imagine they were saying, how are we supposed to do that? How are we supposed to rejoice? Well, it's really scary because I thought of this story I wasn't going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. That was, you know, when I was growing up as a child, you know, and I would get in trouble, you know, and I knew what was coming. I knew punishment was coming. And even though my parents would say, this is going to hurt me more, this is going to hurt you, it didn't feel that way. Know what I'm saying? So here they are being told this, but Zebediah concludes his chapter by telling them to rejoice. Even though difficult times lie ahead, rejoice in the Lord. Even though tears may come in the night, joy will come in the morning. Even though you're going to have some trials and tribulations along the way, rejoice in the Lord no matter what. Even though you're going to make some mistakes and you're going to fall down and you're not going to get it right, rejoice in the Lord anyway. Rejoice in the Lord always. Because even in your lament, even in your sadness, even in the midst of violence, even in the midst of overthrow, even in the midst of trouble and trials, God is still with you. Did you hear me? God is still with you. You ought to rejoice. You ought to rejoice even though it may not feel like a moment to say, hallelujah. It may not feel like you ought to be singing, rejoice in the Lord always, but you are being called to do it because God is with you even in the midst of your mistakes, even in the midst of your faults, even in the midst of the destruction that is going on in the world, even in the midst of trials and tribulations that are going on with you. Rejoice. I remember as a kid that we would go to the fields because that's where I could work as a kid. We would go and work in the blueberry fields, the blackberry patches, the strawberry fields. We were picking fruit. And there were times where I got to tell you, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, going out to these dirty fields where the grass was half the time wet, snakes would be slithering through as you're crawling on your knees to pick strawberries. Yes, it was snakes. Gardener snakes, so I'm just letting you know. They weren't the ones that you could, yeah. I was not happy about that. But you know what would change my attitude? You know what would just flip me around even though I'm crawling around in those fields? I would begin to sing one of them old Dr. Watts songs. I began to rejoice in the Lord. And when I rejoiced in the Lord, it seemed like the work went faster, even though I didn't want to be there. It seemed like the relationships around the people I met was more clearer and precise. But when I would, instead of sitting there lamenting and being, oh my goodness, I had to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm out here in the fields working. I don't want to be here. This is not really any fun, and I don't really want to do this. But when I would turn to the Lord, I would find something. I would find this sense of rejoicement, this sense of somehow noon would come and I didn't know what happened. 3 o'clock when we would shut down would happen. I'd be like, oh, it's time to go home. Rejoice in the Lord always. Zephaniah is talking to the people of God in a time of difficulty, of stress and strain, of fear of overthrow, of serious illness and death, of destruction throughout their land. And have mercy, Jesus, I just want you to know we are in no different place today. We're still in a place where there's violence on our streets. When I read about someone being shot as they're driving down the road in the streets of Chicago, it just makes you want to wonder, makes you want to holler. When I read about a migrant child that dies and nobody wants to take blame for the fact that this child would die at the borders of where we are saying, no, you can't get in, it makes me want to holler. And yet, I am being called. In the midst of those things, I am being called to rejoice in the Lord. Not to rejoice and eliminate and get rid of my sadness and my disdain, but to stand firm in it and say, what is the Lord asking me to do? Where is the Lord calling me in the middle of this stress and strain that is going on? Where is the Lord calling me in the midst of the violence that I despise? Where is the Lord calling me to stand up and be a voice? To be a light, to be a beacon. This rejoice is not one of putting aside our sadness and our despair. For indeed, this season is not one that's always happy for everyone. For there are those of us for this season is sad. For those of us for this season is not this joy of, you know, hallelujah. It's a moment of sadness and hurt and pain. And yet, this sense of rejoice is to know that God is with each of us no matter where we are in this season. Whether we're in a place of great celebration or whether we're in a place of great sadness, whether we're in a great place of contemplation, where have I not done what I ought to do? Where have I not been challenged in the ways that I ought to be challenged? Even in those places, we are being called with this rejoice to stand firm and allow God's refreshing, renewing waters to pour over us. Yes, if I had been listening to Zephaniah that day, I would have been saying, what you talking about? Where does this joy come from? And this joy comes from a God who loves you so much more than you could ever love yourself. A God who believed and cared for love for you and peace and justice. A God who stood and continues to stand with people day in and day out, no matter what the location they may be in. Can I rejoice when I see a homeless person on the street? Yes, I can. I can find the joy to know that they've made it another day. I can find the joy to know that I could maybe step up and give them some bread or water. I can rejoice in knowing that I have the ability to stop and take a moment and pray for them. Can I rejoice in the midst of death that has come and taken a saint or a soldier away? My, if you had been here yesterday for the service for Pastor Roger, you'd know that that can be done. You would know that there could be joy even in the midst of the loss of life. You'd know that a father, a grandfather that has come and has led in his ministry work, that his ministry work speaks for him. Oh yes, I can find joy even in the midst of the darkest night, the craziest storm. For indeed, we are called to rejoice. We are called to rejoice because God so loved us. So I don't know where you are in this moment around this season, but I wholeheartedly claim the words of Zephaniah that we ought to rejoice in the Lord in the midst of our trials and tribulations, in the midst of our celebrations and our happiness. We ought to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord rejoices in us. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.